535 to 536 AD, The Worst Year in Existence. Written by Dr. Austin Martin, Sabike Sami, Laura Orsini, Jonathan Weeb, Kothar Muhammad, Kuranveer Koshal, Amna Abu Askar, Irene Fang, Kushi Shah, Leah Tuliopoulos, Kibra Maccabai, and Belinda Tam. Narrated by Carla Lenfesti. Introduction, Sabike Sami. With the rise of the COVID-19 pandemic and various other natural disasters, it is only expected to assume that 2020 was the worst year in human existence. Perhaps that remains true for some, but throughout the Earth's history, our ancestors have seen and endured worse. While it is currently thought that an extensive atmosphere dust veil caused the strange 535 to 536 AD events, nothing is known for sure. But the evidence does point that something happened within these years that caused extreme temperature fluctuations, crop failures, famines, floodings, and limited sunlight. The question is, what and why? Throughout this book, we seek to answer these questions and finally unveil the mystery of the strange events of 535 to 536 AD. Students across Canada are honored to compile this book, 535 to 536 AD, The Worst Year in Existence, as a directive from Dr. Austin Martin, the founder of the Antarctic Institute of Canada. This book is a compilation of articles derived from the hands of various students under the excellent mentorship opportunities that Dr. Austin Martin supplies. Chapter 9, Prevention of Global Warming. Kibra Maccabai. There is no one-size-fits-all solution to slowing or halting global warming. Each person, business, municipality, state, tribal, and federal institution must consider their alternatives in light of their own unique set of circumstances. According to experts, a combination of strategies will be required. Here are some examples of mitigation techniques that we can employ to delay or stop human-caused global warming in general. Where conceivable, we can change to sustainable wellsprings of energy, for example, sun-oriented and wind energy, to control our homes and structures, subsequently producing undeniably less warmth-catching gases into the air. Where possible, we can drive electric vehicles rather than those that consume non-renewable energy sources, or we can utilize mass travel instead of driving our vehicles. We can monitor energy by better protecting our homes and structures, and supplanting old, bombing machines with more energy-efficient models. Where practical, we can balance our yearly carbon dioxide discharges by putting resources into business benefits that draw down an equivalent measure of carbon out of the environment, for example, through planting trees or carbon catch and capacity strategies. Where helpful, we can uphold more nearby organizations that utilize and advance manageable, brilliant environment practices, for example, those recorded previously. We can consider putting a maximum cutoff on the measure of carbon dioxide we will permit ourselves to transmit into the climate within a given period. We can achieve numerous progressions in our life, both of all shapes and sizes, to forestall a dangerous atmospheric deviation and save our planet. Right off the bat, we should stop deforestation in all structures. Try not to chop down more trees, as it will just demolish the degree of carbon dioxide noticeable all around. Instead, being equal urges individuals to plant much more trees to make a delicate equilibrium in nature. Besides, it decreases the use of energy all over the place. It doesn't make any difference if one is at home or the office. The higher the energy utilized, the more the carbon dioxide delivered. In this manner, don't squander power, as it requires the consumption of petroleum derivatives. Because of the consumption of petroleum products, ozone-depleting substances in the air increase quickly and add to an unnatural weather change. Additionally, diminish the carbon impression and don't go on planes regularly, as planes' carbon emissions are very high. In particular, supplant all...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?